Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, we have a forecast of clear skies for the Bitcoin price discovery. If giant $70,000 Bitcoin seawall is scaled, that's right. This morning we broke out past $68,000, reaching a new all-time high, re-entering price discovery mode. And as Pentoshi shares here, we are clear for takeoff. And Tech Dev says Bitcoin at $68,000 and nowhere near a top. And Max Kaiser reminds us that $220,000 in 2021 still in play. And as I share here, Bitcoin is more likely to go to $1 million than zero. Put that fact in your bong and smoke it, and it's official. The Bitcoin market cap is now bigger than the Swiss franc. And this just in, breaking news, MasterCard launched Bitcoin and crypto link cards across the Asia Pacific. That's right, the card giant partnered with three Bitcoin service providers in the region to enable consumers to spend Bitcoin anywhere that accepts MasterCard. Also in today's show, new all-time high renews faith in Plan B's prediction of $98,000 Bitcoin by December. That's right, I'll be breaking down the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock, the Flow model. And speaking of Plan B, also be sharing when Bitcoin could overtake gold and real estate, according to the quant analyst. That's right. He sees Bitcoin's market cap reaching somewhere between $10 and $100 trillion. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Once you realize what's happened over the past 2 weeks, the only thing you can say is, holy shit, someone turned $8,000 into $5.7 billion buying Shiba Inu, and Tesla just zoomed past the $1 trillion market cap, and the Zuck officially went all in on the metaverse. Because real life is boring, quality chaos does keep things interesting, but when it comes to your finances, less is more. And I just found out about potentially one of the most overlooked and consistent asset classes in history. It beat the S&P 500 by almost threefold from 1995 to 2020, with nearly zero correlation to public equities. Typically, only billionaires like Bill Gates could afford to invest in this, but now normal people like you and I can invest in this unexpected asset class. And this might be the biggest thing since Bitcoin. I partnered with the only platform that offers this investment, so you can all get priority access to it. To find out what it is, head to masterworks.io/cryptonews. That's masterworks.io/cryptonews, and see important disclaimers at masterworks.io/disclaimer. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Congratulations to all Bitcoin hodlers. Bitcoin is clinging to $68,000 this morning on November 9th after traders declared it clear for takeoff and ready to begin further price discovery. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView has tracked a second night of impressive gains in a row for the Bitcoin price action. The pair of Bitcoin slash USD spent most of Sunday near $62,000, but is now up a total of 11.4% in just 2 days, including a new all-time high of $68,564 on Bitstamp. And as Pentoshi shares here, Bitcoin highest weekly close ever after consolidation. We are clear for takeoff. Let's go. And Philby Philby, co-founder and analyst at trading platform Decent Trader, also built on existing bullish convictions, noting that Bitcoin was now tackling what he called the Great Wall of Finex, a large seawall on exchange Bitfinex of around 70,000, contrast in recent heavy whale accumulation. Now check this out. Once we break this, further upside potential increases considerably. End of month predictions of up to $98,000 just days ago pronounced all but impossible to achieve, or at the same time coming back to the table, as pointed out here by Dilution Proof. The Bitcoin price has consecutively set all-time high monthly close, all-time high weekly close, and all-time high daily close. Skies are clear for a new record round, a price discovery. Send it. And in 2021, while closely tracking behavior seen in both the 2013 and 2017 bull markets, remains comparatively modest when compared to the velocity of gains that followed Bitcoin's two previous block subsidy halvings. And institutional demand for Bitcoin, even at all-time highs, is showing no signs of abating ahead of a possible variable spot price exchange traded fund launching in the United States. As Anthony Scaramucci shares here, $70,000 on Bitcoin coming up. Large institutional demand has finally arrived, trying to get in orders before 2022. And amid an inflationary environment, Bitcoin's appeal over gold as a hedge received a boost overnight, with its market cap hitting 10.7% of gold's. And on the sustainability of the current uptick, the funding rates across the exchanges are high but not unsustainable at this time, with those on Binance actually lower than Monday. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Tech Dev, he shares Bitcoin at 68,000 and nowhere near a top. And he also shares right here, expecting minor Bitcoin resistance around $74,000 at the 4.236, then a push past like every cycle before, as he shares right here in this chart. And Max Kaiser reminds us that $220,000 in 2021 is still in play. Let me know if you agree with Max Kaiser. And shout out to Max and Stacy of the Kaiser Report and Orange Pill Pod. And as I remind everyone here, Bitcoin is more likely to go to $1 million per BTC than zero. Put that fact in your bong and smoke it. And it's official. The Bitcoin market cap is now bigger than the Swiss franc. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, MasterCard launched Bitcoin and crypto link cards across the Asia Pacific, as well as new all-time high, renews faith in Plan B's prediction of $98,000 Bitcoin by December, as well as here's when Bitcoin could overtake gold and real estate, according to the quant analyst, Plan B. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts currently breaking out, with Bitcoin up 2.4% for the day, trading at about $67,500, about 1,000 below the all-time high of around $68,500. We have Ether down 0.5%, trading just under $4,800. We have Cardano up a whopping 11%, trading at $2.26, amidst Litecoin up 17%, trading at $248, while Polkadot, Binance Coin, and XRP all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Credit card giant MasterCard made a big splash in the digital asset market on Tuesday by announcing the launch of crypto-linked payment cards across the Asia-Pacific region, and in partnership with three cryptocurrency service providers, namely Amber Group, BitCub in Thailand, and CoinJar in Australia. MasterCard will offer crypto-funded payment cards that enable users to instantly convert their digital assets into traditional fiat money, quoting them here. Rather than directly transferring cryptocurrencies to a merchant, cardholders will now be able to instantly convert their cryptocurrencies into traditional fiat currency, which can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted around the world, both online and offline, the company said. And although MasterCard didn't specify which cryptos in particular would be supported, the company signaled out Bitcoin and Ether, of course, as the two assets that are already accepted by some merchants but haven't yet achieved wide-scale adoption. And according to MasterCard's own research on the Asia-Pacific region, 45% of people surveyed say they are considering using cryptocurrency in the next year. And news of the crypto credit cards quickly spread throughout crypto Twitter, with influencers touting the growing mainstream appeal of Bitcoin and other cryptos. And although crypto is enjoying newfound legitimacy as an investable asset class, as evidenced by the market's recent $3 trillion milestone, uptake in payment sector has been much slower. MasterCard, meanwhile, has had its fingerprints all over the cryptocurrency market, perhaps in anticipation that digital assets will one day gain traction as a payments vector. Last month, the credit card giant announced plans to allow United States partners to offer crypto loyalty rewards. That's right. And by partnering with digital asset platform backed, MasterCard said it plans to allow customers in the United States to buy, sell, and hold crypto through custodial wallets. So let the mass Bitcoin adoption continue. And before I break down next story of the day, new all-time high renews faith in Plan B's prediction of a $98,000 Bitcoin close by December, as well as here's when Bitcoin could overtake gold and real estate, according to the quant analyst. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $3 trillion milestone with $127 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 43.6%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have LivePeer leading the pack up a whopping 103%, trading above $75. Loopring up 38.5%, trading at $2.13, and Basic Attention Token up 25%, trading at $1.25. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated an 84 out of 100 in extreme greed. Yesterday was a 75, last week a 73, and last month a 71 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin has broken into a new all-time high, with the asset last changing hands in the mid $67,000 range during the final hours of Monday. Bitcoin pushed into uncharted prices, with the bulls firmly taking control of the markets as the price action retested October 20th's previous high of roughly $67,000. Now the milestone comes on a historic date for Bitcoin, with analysts noting that Bitcoin's market cap pushed above $1 million for the first time on November 8th, 2010. Take that. And crypto Twitter appears to be rejoicing over the new all-time high, with many onlookers seeming to read the price high as restoring their faith in the stock-to-flow model from pseudonymous analysts Plan B, which has gained significant popularity due to its eerie accuracy in predicting monthly closing prices for the king of all crypto. The model measures the outstanding reserves of a given asset divided by its rate of annual production. Plan B first published their stock-to-flow model in March of 2019 in a bid to quantify, measure, and predict the scarcity of BTC, then estimating that Bitcoin would reach a market cap of $1 trillion after the May 2020 halving. And using stock-to-flow, Plan B predicted with startling accuracy that Bitcoin would close August near 47,000 and end of September near 43,000, while overestimating October's closing price by just 3%. And looking ahead, stock-to-flow suggests that Bitcoin will close November above $98,000 and will have tagged 135,000 before the end of the year, with many punters predicting that Bitcoin will trade in the six-figure price range before 2022 on Plan B's outlook for the markets. Plan B also pioneered the stock-to-flow cross-asset model, better known as stock-to-flow X, in April of 2020, which seeks to predict how the Bitcoin markets may respond to its changes in stock-to-flow dynamics based on how gold and silver have performed historically. And using the stock-to-flow X model, Plan B has speculated that this bull cycle could see Bitcoin trade for $288,000 next year, with the analyst stating that the markets will need some real fireworks in 2022 for the projection to play out. And checking out his most recent tweet right here, as you know, stock-to-flow model predicts $100,000 average for this halving period, and based on floor model, we reach $100,000 this year. But stock-to-flow X model predicts $288,000 average this cycle. We need some real fireworks in 2022 for that. Let's see where the second leg of this bull market will take us. And he also recently tweeted, some people think November close 98,000 is too big a jump. It is up 60% plus from the current level. Yes, that is a big jump, but Bitcoin did this many times before, as he outlines right here. So this is nothing new for the Bitcoin price action. And he also recently tweeted, forget USD and quantitative easing. Bitcoin equals 37 ounces of gold. Rocket ship to the moon. And he also shared here, Bitcoin long-term momentum is rising fast. And he also shared this poll. Do you think Bitcoin will reach 500,000, 288,000 stock to flow X model, 100,000 stock to flow model, or will Bitcoin stay below 100,000 by Christmas 2021? And 242,000 people voted. 39.8% say 100,000, 31.4% say 288,000, 23.8% say Bitcoin stays below 100,000, and 5% say $500,000 for the king of all crypto. What's your end of the year price prediction for Bitcoin? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, here's when Bitcoin could overtake gold and real estate, according to quant analyst Plan B. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 980 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You can also find us on Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And of course, you can find me on TikTok, Facebook, and Telegram. So if you're not in my private crypto Telegram chat, be sure to join me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Quantitative analyst Plan B is predicting when the market cap value of Bitcoin could overtake that of more traditional assets such as gold and real estate. In a new interview with Blockware Intelligence, the analyst says that BTC could reach a market cap valuation somewhere between gold and real estate by the next halving. A halving occurs when the reward for mining Bitcoin is cut in half, as we all know, and it is believed that the next two halvings will take place in 2024 and 2028. And Plan B then sees Bitcoin's market cap reaching somewhere between $10 and $100 trillion, quoting the quant analyst right here, after the next halving, or really this halving, we should get really close to the gold market cap. And after the next halving, it would really surprise me if an asset that is recognized by the market as a store of value that has more than $1 trillion in value, if that store of value with the biggest scarcity than gold would not at least be valued higher than gold. So somewhere between gold and real estate, $10 trillion and $100 trillion. Roughly. And at this time, the Bitcoin market cap is approximately $1.2 trillion. So hypothetically, if we were to 10x in value along with the market cap, that would put each Bitcoin valued at roughly $700,000. And once we 100x and we have a 100 trillion market cap for Bitcoin, we're talking about a $7 million BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the quant analyst. Now, Plan B predicts that the next halving could be a catalyst that prompts investors to perceive Bitcoin as a scarce store of value. Quoting him again here, I think that the halving will still be an impulse for investors because it will recognize and see Bitcoin for what it is, a really scarce asset and valuable. The crypto analyst's forecasts are based on the stock to flow trading model, which attempts to predict the price of an asset by measuring the amount of new supply entering the market compared to the amount of already existing supply. And looking at the stock to flow applied to Bitcoin, Plan B sees an even bigger future for the largest crypto asset by market cap. Quoting him again from this interview, I do think if the stock to flow of Bitcoin will be bigger than even real estate, so above 100, and that basically if the case after the next halving, and certainly after the halving in 2028, but let's say 2024, when we go over real estate, then it'll be the most portable, most divisible, more fungible, and the most scarce asset on the planet. I think investors will see that, and that combination will probably mean that people are going to see Bitcoin not as a store of value, but as in money, and that will trigger the hyper Bitcoinization. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview entitled The Bitcoin Market Cycles Using On-Chain Data with Willie Wu, Will and Clemente, and Plan B, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, clear skies for Bitcoin price discovery, if giant $70,000 Bitcoin seawall is scaled. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news, MasterCard launches CryptoLink cards across the Asia Pacific. Also in today's show, we discuss new all-time high, renews faith in Plan B's prediction of $98,000 Bitcoin close by December, as well as here's when Bitcoin could overtake gold and real estate, according to the quant analyst, Plan B. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to Lawrence Abramoff. As always, I appreciate the super chat contributions. And now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Joshua Dare wrote, since I found this channel a few months back, I've been less moved by all the FUD and has definitely paid off. I keep telling all my friends in Nigeria about this channel. So 50,000 subs is definitely around the corner. Keep up the good work, JV. Much love. And Urson responded, JV always gives us a dose of much needed hopium, even in major corrections. He helped me not making unwise decisions. And I responded to Joshua, so glad to hear. Much love to my Nigerian fam, HODL. And our next featured comment of the day comes from Lawrence Abramoff, who wrote, Plan B is scary accurate. Let's freaking go. November all-time high of $93,000. My response, Lawrence, for real, $98,000 November close incoming. Let's go. Now for our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Michael Consul, who wrote, my portfolio hit a new all-time high with ETH and Bitcoin pumping. Your daily info and channel helped me make my hands as strong as diamonds during the spring and summer. Thanks for helping dismantle the FUD by giving us the straight crypto facts. Look forward to tomorrow's show. Cheers, Michael. More massive crypto gains incoming. Let's go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Once you realize what's happened over the past 2 weeks, the only thing you can say is holy shit. Someone turned $8,000 into $5.7 billion buying Shiba Inu, and Tesla just zoomed past the $1 trillion market cap, and the Zuck officially went all in on the metaverse. Because real life is boring, quality chaos does keep things interesting, but when it comes to your finances, less is more. And I just found out about potentially one of the most overlooked and consistent asset classes in history. It beat the S&P 500 by almost threefold from 1995 to 2020 with nearly zero correlation to public equities. Typically only billionaires like Bill Gates could afford to invest in this, but now normal people like you and I can invest in this unexpected asset class. And this might be the biggest thing since Bitcoin. I partnered with the only platform that offers this investment, so you can all get priority access to it. To find out what it is, head to masterworks.io/crypto news. That's masterworks.io/crypto news, and see important disclaimers at masterworks.io/disclaimer.